All right, today's the rundown. Tuesday, April 18th. It's brought to you by MVMT Watches. MVMTwatches.com/rundown. You get 15% off with free shipping and returns. You know the deal. These watches look like they should be $400, $500, $1,000. They start at just $95. They've got leather bands, metal bands, dark face, light face. They have different colors. They got all different sorts of styles, everything that fits whatever you're going to wear, matching your outfit. And like I said, the best part is it starts at just $95. It's MVMTwatches.com, Movement Watches. It's a movement. It's not just a watch. It's a whole community that's taking over the watch industry. MVMTwatches.com/rundown, 15% off with free shipping and returns. We start off with my boy, Carmelo Anthony. Could have been your boy. He dodged quite the bullet on that.
Damn, really, that's a sliding really doors. Tried. I still maintain sliding he door. Fine with the Bulls. Our team was built for him. So don't need to go back down that road.
To go back a week, first, Phil Jackson just basically came out and said, Carmelo, we'd be better off without Carmelo. Carmelo would be better off without us. It's an interesting choice for your quote-unquote superstar who has a no-trade. That he signed to a huge extension, $30 million a year, and also has a no-trade clause. So interesting chain of...
Not the best strategy.
Yeah, interesting thought process there. Porzingis not happy. He skipped his exit interview, basically being like, fuck you guys, you don't know what you're doing. And then the latest today, it comes out that Carmelo knocked up a stripper. Mm. And Lala, she's not happy about it. Mm. Also, he doubled down. Well, he didn't double down. He didn't say this as a quote, but his friends and sources are saying that his quote is, Lala was married, I was not. I'm a professional athlete.
That's
I
fair.
I can fuck whoever I want. Don't hate that quote.
Well, Lala's famous too, though. That only
what
works
she
if you.
Was she famous
for?
She
was like on MTV. So fake famous.
Yeah, that's not real famous.
She's fake famous.
If you have to ask, what is she famous from? Like I just did, she's not really famous.
But if you would tell someone, I fucked Lala, then you're famous.
No, but I don't
there
know.
There is
man.
Name
she's,
recognition, but I. There,
yeah, but it's.
She's
but
low if, level famous.
If she didn't
low
marry.
Yeah. That's fame nonetheless.
If she didn't marry Carmelo Anthony, she would not. She'd be totally like, who is that?
Or
shit?
Maybe like she would be stayed dedicated to her career. She'd be still.
To what? Being an MTV VJ?
Yeah, she would have kept TRL alive. Right. Maybe Carmelo killed
TRL. Is she like the original like American Idol of MTV VJs?
No, it was that weird fucking tall skinny dude, Jesse. Fuck that guy.
Oh, fuck that guy.
That guy actually, now that I'm thinking about it, that was like the first time we've normalized creeps and weirdos in this country. Wasn't good. Everything's been downhill from that moment.
Two things. That's very true. That like usually we shun those people.
Yeah, and we're just like here.
Also, we celebrated
the coolest shot. That was the coolest shot.
That was awesome. Two, the fact that you had that on deck.
I still can't. I'm trying to picture him. I still can't do it.
He was like 9 feet tall.
Yeah, super skinny.
100 pounds.
Yeah.
Long hair.
Like, one, like had like a
like mentally
thing.
Slow.
Yeah.
And we gave him a job on MTV.
Yeah.
That was wild. Yeah. So she's not. She wasn't even as cool
was speaking
as that guy.
Of, speaking of the MTV VJs, how about Sway going from an MTV VJ, a black guy with dreads, to the X Games?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no that's a different guy.
That's super racist.
No, they look alike. They look alike. Fuck off. Fuck off, they look alike.
Sal Masekela is Sway.
You told on yourself.
You told on yourself on that one.
You caught yourself. You're good.
Bomani Jones is going to be so pissed at me.
So,
Bomani's the X Games.
Bomani's the X Games guy, yeah.
What do you got on Carmelo? I mean... Every athlete in the world sleeps around. I just think you're colossally stupid if you end up getting one pregnant.
I think you can't tell your boss who hates you, because is there any doubt that Phil Jackson is the one that leaked this?
Ooh. Whoa. Good point.
I like that. Point. Well, you know what's interesting? She's 6.5 months pregnant, so this is not new. Mm. So that might be true. There might, because there's, like, why?
Yeah, Melo's done a good job keeping it under wraps, and then Phil was like, you know what? I'm taking a lot of heat for that comment.
Why are you
I'm
coming in a stripper?
Why are you coming in a stripper? It's outrageous.
Yo, why? Okay.
Absurd.
If you are that famous, you should just get head strictly.
Or get
don't
a vasectomy.
Ever put it in.
Or get a vasectomy.
Right. There's just no reason to ever risk getting someone pregnant. Just like do strictly anal.
Is
like
it,
don't
is
ever
it,
even worry about this.
No,
you
it's,
can get
it's,
butt pregnant. You can get butt pregnant.
You're not getting butt pregnant.
Isn't that like something they teach the NBA, like the rookie symposium? Like tie your condoms in knots and then flush them down the toilet?
So they can't take the cum? See,
I don't think that you can't take cum out of a condom and get
pregnant
from it.
Oh, you certainly
can.
Dies
are you a scientist? It hits the air, yeah.
That's AIDS.
No,
that's AIDS, it's not cum.
Yeah, you freeze it
what
right after.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It does not die.
Who are you?
No. All right, listen.
He can vouch for me. He can vouch for me.
No, this is absolutely true. Like, when you go to a sperm bank and you fucking come in a cup.
How long does cum stay
alive? When you go to a sperm bank, you come into, like, a vacuum seal. You come in a cup, and they can use it.
And they put it in the freezer. You get the condom out of the trash.
I forgot about sperm banks.
That one.
Yeah.
We got more facts over here.
What? Some report it can be up to 5 days if the sperm.
What the fuck?
If the sperm stays within a warm, moist environment.
This dude was so quick on the draw to be like, that was as quick as you were at the VJ.
Wow, I've been living.
Wow.
Dan thought he'd been living safely.
He died instantly.
He's just been coming everywhere, being like, whatever, it dies.
It's gone. It's gone. Okay. It's dead.
Either way, Carmelo is now like, he's hilarious. He is a comedy of errors. Everything that, like, you know how we bash LeBron and make fun of LeBron? But we do it because, I mean, LeBron is, you know, going to be in the conversation for best of all time. He's fucking winning all these championships. He does everything right. Carmelo, thinking that he still, like, hangs with these guys, like Dwayne Wade and Chris Paul, is
crazy
so fucking funny.
Is there is a contingent of people who believe that.
Because they...
It's nuts.
But... No,
he does this shit, and then he goes out there and he shoots, like, 9 for 24, puts up, like, 20 points.
Yeah.
They finish in the bottom of the league again, and people are still defending him.
Yeah. They're still like, well, if he had the right people around
him.
If they had someone who would play defense for him,
right,
he'd be great.
Right, exactly. If you just tried harder. I mean, I would love to have those people judge me for what I do. Imagine him just being like, yeah, that KFC guy stinks. You know, everyone else around him stinks. KFC's great though. What? No.
I don't know if I think I told you, Kevin, but someone like retweeted highlights from the Nuggets Lakers Western Conference Finals, which was awesome series.
When he was like automatic.
But he was like trying on defense and like getting
hustling for rebounds
aggressive
and
like playing physical, and it was like watching a different person.
I mean, you watch him play and you know that he's just mailing it in. And the fact that other people out there don't see it is fucking crazy. Yeah. And apparently he's coming in strippers too. Like, you're just not a smart man. You're the worst at everything. You are the worst.
He's the worst.
Why are you the way
you're
you are?
You're the worst. He's the worst at having sex.
He's probably going to go.
Very hard to screw that up when you're an NBA athlete.
He's probably going to go get a title with LeBron or something.
Fine. You know what? I actually hope he does, because that almost solidifies like our stance and my argument. Like, he was that bum that needed to do that.
Yeah, true. But he is a gold medalist many times over.
I was thinking about that.
25 million-time all-star.
One of the greatest Olympians of all time.
When I say he's not clutch and they talk about the Olympics.
Now that is funny. That is funny if someone actually says that in
earnest. I have to look at it. I'm like, are they trolling me or are they being serious? Because I really can't tell here. We move off the NBA to the NHL.
Woo-woo.
Our hockey resident here.
I don't know about that.
No, but you're the hockey hardo on this panel here.
Yeah.
Today.
So,
today,
Well, no, we'll start with you, Dan, because you're fucked. Well, no, you're not fucked because I said this on radio. Mm. Hockey makes no fucking sense. The regular season doesn't matter other than if you get in the top eight and you make the playoffs. After that, everything's out the fucking window. But also, everything's out the fucking window to the point that the Blackhawks might just come back and win.
Yeah, you know.
So who knows and who cares?
It just doesn't. When you watch this series, you know when you watch like two teams play and one team is clearly like forcing it, like taking it to the other team. All action is coming from them and the other team is just kind of on their heels the entire time. That's how the Blackhawks have felt for three games. They've just been reactive, and Nashville's like, okay, well, we got, you know, when we want to. Yeah, there was a bullshit call in the third last night, but at the end of the day, the Predators are just playing a lot better.
Right.
They're just playing a lot better than the Blackhawks.
Are
so.
You ready to?
It's probably,
it?
I mean,
Ooh, I you call it?
No, I'm not going to call
can't,
it.
Because A, again, it's the Blackhawks, B, it's hockey. It's
right.
Like,
but
if, hockey, it was, everyone always talked about how the Red Sox coming back because it had never happened in baseball. It happened in hockey.
Like
it's happened
times.
Four
yeah,
times.
No,
now.
It's happened. Yeah, but if the Blackhawks have been losing on fluke goals,
right.
I'd be like, okay.
Or if it was last
just
got to
win
like,
one.
Yeah.
I don't know if they can put together with the way the series has played out. There's nothing I've seen thus far that makes me believe the Blackhawks
was coming into the series, was it like, watch out for them, they're a pretty good
8-seed? Oh, yeah, I always like, thought the Blackhawks were a tad bit overrated and the Predators were a tad bit underrated.
Okay.
So.
And then in the East, you got the Caps down 2-1, so it's like...
I mean, that's the just one the seeds. Sun's rising.
That is true. But even, I mean, they were good, right?
So
they were here,
yeah, I mean,
good.
They won the President's Trophy.
Right. To a first-round bounce, I think, even by capital standards, would be... egg on their face big time.
Oh, yeah, this is they loaded up at the trade.
They're the biggest.
This was the favorites. Year to do it.
Yeah, and the Maple Leafs are not. This is the Maple Leafs are in the playoffs earlier than everyone thought they would be.
Right.
Like they're young.
Shout out to my guy Matty Martin.
Right, they have holes and stuff.
This the shout out goes to Austin Matthews. But
Matt Martin's my guy, not Austin.
Oh, did you see Austin Matthews' celebration after his first goal? It was fucking.
No,
it
didn't.
It was just like one of those like bone air. It was good. It was like something he'd been planning for a long time. It's you know, you can tell someone is a big time player depending on how they react after.
Oh, wait, was that the one where the old guy in the crowd? I saw a GIF of this where there's an old guy in the crowd who was like the camera was at him and the old guy just gave him one fit like a
tiger
fist bump.
You can just tell. You can tell like if a guy celebrates.
Wait, are you saying it was good or bad?
I'm saying it was good. I'm saying that was like superstar swagger.
Right.
Like I should have scored there.
He's a pretty quiet dude though. He was very quiet when he was here.
Yeah. John, are you
Bruins
worried?
Are in trouble?
Am I worried? Yeah, I'm worried. Down 2-1's never good, but I'm more worried just because they don't have anyone on defense. That's a problem.
That's problematic.
Is super, super huge part of the game.
It's almost and half. Some would say half.
When fucking Tommy Cross is on the kill in overtime, it's not a good look for
that's
the
worst. I always say that when Tommy Cross is on the kill in overtime. You can't have that.
What were you, how many beers did you end up with going into overtime?
An expert performance by you.
Yes.
Well, although I think you went overboard.
I went overboard.
Yeah,
I had too many beers.
You planned for like a four overtime game.
Yeah, it got away from me. The day got away from me.
You never know with hockey. What if it was a four overtime game, then we'd be praising him as a genius.
It was. What I do for playoff hockey, what I do is when I buy, every four beers I buy, I save one. And then I go up and get more.
You can do four for one?
No, you can only get two. But I mean, so I'll drink two and I'll go up my second round. I'll save one of those.
Got it.
Because that's usually a period. Usually about three beers per period, one save per period. Things got out of hand yesterday and I ended up drinking more than that. And it led to a tough morning. But squirreling away beers, if you're not doing that for playoff hockey, you're just.
How many did you leave? Did you drink them all?
I started putting them down pretty fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once
the penalty got called, you're like, all right, here we go.
Why
not? I probably left one or two there, a couple wounded soldiers. But the penalty itself was fucking bullshit too. It was the Bruins are in trouble first of all because they don't have an answer for the 1-3-1. They had three shots in the first period. They don't have an answer for Erik Karlsson, whose hair fucking sucks. I was grasping at straws
that's
yesterday.
Fighting words.
I was like, that dude's hair. He gets praised for his hair. He's got a shitty goatee. He's got fucking shitty hair. Fuck Erik Karlsson. And they're just.
He was the dude who fucking tapped that guy's hand in the crowd too. You see that?
Yeah. Oh,
that was
speaking
awesome.
Of this.
Oh
let's
yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
If you get mad about fans acting unruly, fuck you. Like people were like, oh, classy Bruins fans. And
no, I don't care about that. But I also think that the response was fine, and it's like we can laugh.
I was mad he didn't take the stick.
If you can get your stick taken, you deserve to have
no,
it taken.
But like.
But I also think if you're going to do that and that guy fucking whacks your fingers like a nun with a ruler, then it's all fair.
But he started to take it and then he kind of stopped. If you're going to start to grab a stick, take the fucking stick.
Be a man.
Commit.
About it.
Yeah.
Be a commit man to being a dick.
Take
be a full
the stick.
Dick.
That's a funny, that would be a hilarious like little video if you just walk out with a stick.
If he got that stick,
yeah.
That changes the whole game. They have to go back. Retroactively, Bruins win that game. If you get your stick stolen, your team loses. It's in the NHL rulebook, so look it up.
Where was this Kia thing? I forgot to look that up. What was this going on? I don't know. There's some challenge where
some place where people kiss Kias.
Kissed a Kia car for 4 hours. The last person.
Oh, I think
kissing.
It was 20 hours.
I thought it was 20 people.
4 hours doesn't sound like a lot.
20 people, 4 hours.
You can only kiss a Kia for 4 hours.
Well, it's like Barstool Idol when we had everyone touch Glennie all greased up.
Uh huh.
20 people like on their hands and knees sitting on the floor.
4 hours.
Lips against a Kia for 4 hours. For a Kia. I mean, Kias stink. Kias are like...
Kissing stinks more than Kias.
Yeah, it's all stinks. Put it all together, that all stinks.
I wouldn't kiss anything for more than 20 seconds. Not even a human woman. I'm out. 20
kissing
seconds
is
long enough.
Kissing is brutally weird. Kissing is very, very strange.
Yeah, it is. Remember when it was cool? When you were like...
Long time
ago,
like, man.
12 and you're like, man,
a kiss.
Kissing.
A kiss last night.
This, though, is, I don't know what.
I don't
what,
think I'm ever going to kiss again.
The car would have
out,
to be.
Out
kissing's the fucking worst.
To do
man.
Something like this, though, to kiss something for this long, it has to be like, you have to be netting like $20,000 per hour of kiss.
You're a BMW owner now?
Yeah.
Would you do it for a BMW?
Yeah, I would. If it was like a $100,000 BMW, I would do it.
How long
before
is it going to last? 4 hours.
See, the problem is it would just suck
kissing.
So bad if you lost.
Yeah. The problem also isn't the the lips aspect, it's like, I don't know, sitting there like crouched up for a fucking 4
yeah,
hours.
Yeah, my back would seize up. Right. I can't even
I just don't think I can physically do it.
I can't sit in this recliner for 20 minutes without being like, I'm so uncomfortable. Like, so yeah, I'm out. When the rundown's over. You're right.
I'm not in shape enough to kiss somebody.
Yeah, I'm out. Core strength.
I'm not in shape enough to kiss for a minute. I tilt my head, my neck starts to the crank. I'm like, I'm out.
I'm out. This is out on
kissing. This is done. Tapping your head for oxygen.
Let's do sex and I'll get even tireder, but at least this will be over.
At least you can just lay on your back.
Second half of the rundown is brought to you by Untuck It. Untuck It is untuckit.com. They've got the right shirt. The right shirt will make the biggest difference in your life. They got the sweatshirts. They got the button-ups. They've got quality clothes. Dan's not wearing it right now. Dan's wearing a shirt that Untuck It will be the polar opposite of the shirt Dan's wearing.
It's not
right
a flattering
now.
Shirt.
It will look great.
Dude, give the people a walk. Let's see the shirt in action.
It's 2XL, which means I'm not as fat as I thought. I'm bringing back 90s.
The back's all like
I'm bringing back
out.
90s NBA style. I almost went with a 3XL.
Your Untuck It shirt will fit so much better than that, I promise you. And is the anti-Untuck It.
It's like when you wore that red shirt and you looked like the fucking Kool-Aid man.
This is the white version of that. This looks like
that
a
smock. That was my worst look ever.
This looks like, you remember?
That was my worst look ever.
You remember when you were like a little kid and you wore like your dad's shirt as a smock in like art class? That's what you look like you're wearing right now.
I should have gone with a 3XL. I was down there looking for a shirt and Glennie.
Do we
I was
have
like,
3XL?
3XL and Glennie's like, ooh, let me have that.
Yeah, I was going to say, the only reason we have 3XLs in the office are for Glennie.
Glennie and Clem. Go to untuckit.com, use the promo code STOOLIES. You're going to get 20% off all purchases, and you will not look like Dan does right now. It's untuckit.com, promo code STOOLIES.
A lot of hate.
I'm going to go put on that 3XL. Fuck it. Jeff Fisher look.
It is. That actually, you look a lot like Jeff Fisher. Kim Jong, our boy, Kim Jong-un, he's flip-flopped on this, and now apparently he has a copyright out on his patented North Korean haircut. Now, I believe like a year ago, the rule was that everybody had to have that haircut. Mm-hmm. Every dude had to do the Kim Jong. Now, I think he maybe realized that's a bad look. Nobody wants to have the same haircut. He's copywritten it. It's only him. It's either the worst or the best haircut in the world.
Well, I don't know. Isn't around because it's Lewis's haircut.
Lou has the Kim Jong?
Lewis absolutely has the Kim Jong.
No, but the Kim Jong also, he has like the triangle, like little corner things right here. His forehead's weird.
He's also got a fat face.
Yeah, he's fat face.
You can't, as really a fat, fat face guy, short haircuts are bad. They like very much accentuate the fat face.
Have you ever told Lou to his face that you have the Kim Jong?
Oh, Lou knows, yeah.
Okay, he knows.
Lou right. actually
But he doesn't have a fat face.
He was really worried about going to war with North Korea, so because he would have to cut his hair.
He's like, because he has like the shade on the side, you mean?
Oh, he's
like,
got, yeah, he's to the
see,
bone.
See, like
here.
The Peaky Blinders? That's a cool haircut.
I think Lou has the Peaky Blinders.
My face
not
is
the Kim Jong.
Lou has the Kim Jong. Lou, and Lou will admit this to himself. The Peaky Blinders is just the Hitler. And that's why Kim Jong is smart in this. Because you can't walk in Brooklyn without seeing someone with the Hitler haircut. Mm. And that's, if you have a copyright, Hitler would be a rich guy right now. Mm.
I like to think of it as the Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
Because I thought about it. I wish I could pull that haircut off.
You should try, Kyler.
You think I should?
Yeah, why not?
Because I'd look like a fucking asshole, that's why.
Yeah, that would be funny.
I'm a fucking
but
dad.
It would match.
Imagine if I rolled around town with
Dude,
the Hitler.
Oh, that would be up. Fucking funny.
That was mean.
That would be funny.
That was mean.
Yeah.
You dropped a hard J the other day. You deserve to get called a Hitler here.
I drop hard J's all the time.
So did Hitler.
It fits. You are, if That's it's actually funny because That's if you, stretch. Like the whole alt-right, like neo-Nazi shit, like your literature is very much in line with theirs.
When it comes to the Jews.
Yeah, see? That's what I'm saying. You might as well just embrace it. Put get a fucking frog it's Abby. Not,
is,
put
though,
a frog Abby and get the fucking Hitler.
In Kevin's defense, I don't think the Jew thing started until you started working for Dave. So it's really just the connection.
I don't know. I think he's had that for a while.
Bro.
I think he's had that
been
for a while.
Been hailing Jews a long time, right? Way before Dave Portnoy.
He doesn't want to give Dave
Your
the credit.
Literature.
I hated Jews before Dave.
There's a lot of Jews I don't like, all right?
Kevin's basically just written like a funnier version of Mein Kampf.
It's a twist of humor. It's like what we do here at Barstool. We take things and we just put a little humor into it. Inject a little humor into Mein Kampf. We wrap up with, what did I write here? I don't know what this says.
I just saw that. I have no fucking idea what that says.
Oh, the jazz fan.
Jazz fan. That's a jazz fan.
Look at that fucking.
I don't have good handwriting. Yeah, Jazz fan, right. I think this dude's trolling.
Clippers are so ugly. They smell like weed. L.A. is the worst city ever. Joe Johnson is the king of the Utah Jazz. Yeah. Clippers fans are disgusting. They smell like Popeye's chicken breasts.
He's trolling. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's so bad,
but
he is from Utah.
That's what I was going to say.
If this was like an L.A. Clippers fan, you flip it, I bet this guy's faking it to go viral. Utah, anything goes.
That's really...
But here's the deal. He joined Twitter last month, and he's put out like three of these videos.
I don't know if that helps Utah, or hurts the idea, because maybe he's...
It really is the only place on Earth where I would, if this guy was an L.A. guy or, you know, anywhere else, like, you're right. Totally fake.
But the other ones, did they go viral? The other
ones? No. But they've been since. That was the first.
Like, he could have...
But I think that makes it more plausible that it's real, that he's done this before and, like, they didn't go viral.
I think one thing people aren't really talking about with this guy, super racist rap song.
I didn't notice that, so...
All the black guys smell like weed, they only eat fried chicken, and Doc Rivers is a
okay,
drama
now queen. I just told on myself I didn't watch the video, so... that would make sense. I'd agree, that is pretty
racist. Soup is as racist as you get.
Yeah.
But can you
Kevin's
be...
Kevin's like, let's sign him.
Can you be... Well, no, that's why I was so happy Dave wasn't here, because Dave would sign this guy in 2 seconds.
Oh, no, Dave would just do the lyrics himself. He likes to do the N-word.
And they also have about the same, like, flow when it comes to rapping.
Yeah. It's true, yes.
Dave's the only person in the world that's a worse rapper than that guy.
Yes.
All right, that's it for the rundown. After show? Anything?
Dave's getting hair plugs?
I believe that's why he's out, yes.
He's going to be so insufferable.
Okay, two things. Three, many things. People have to realize that it takes 8 to 9 months for the hair to grow in. So it's not like he's going to roll in here like Costanza.
Oh, it's going to look awful then.
Right. Two, do you think that maybe they need to, like, shave it or something to, like, get it in there so that he'll come back with an even worse ball spot to begin?
I don't know.
That would be awesome.
I mean, okay, three.
Three, it's going to suck when we, like, what's next? He gets, like, a nose job, too? You can't get rid of all the things that we make fun of
him
for.
Yeah, no, but see, I think you can actually still make fun of someone who has hair plugs. Because, especially Dave, because Dave is the most insecure person. Like, he pretends... that nothing bothers him, and he's so secure.
But what if it's really, like, Tom Brady has the hair plugs, but it looks awesome, somebody cares?
I would imagine that Dave's not getting Tom Brady's hair plugs. Tom Brady gets hair plugs that are not available to the general public.
Tom Brady doesn't get hair plugs, let's make that clear.
Okay.
Tom Brady's
but either way, Tom Brady gets rich,
head of hair,
like, real rich people hair
Tom
plugs.
Tom Brady's DNA wouldn't allow him to go bald, it's just not
either
possible.
Way. I think you can still make fun of Dave's hair plugs. I think it actually makes it even funnier because it's so clear how rattled he is.
Yeah. It's like you want to be the guy who'd be like, I don't give a fuck that I have a bald spot. I'm hilarious and I'm rich.
Because that's how Dave wants to portray the rest of his life. But it's so clear that his height, his nose, it all bothers him.
Every time he does a LeBron article, he still hasn't made the connection that he is LeBron.
I know, it's crazy.
Like, he makes fun of LeBron for trying to hide his hairline. That's all Dave does.
Or LeBron, stealing
really
the show.
The most blatant, lack of self-awareness I've ever seen in my life.
The most outrageous one was the one when LeBron yelled at, Tristan Thompson?
Yeah.
And he's like, his guys. Like, that's what Dave has built the career.
But he doesn't get it.
He's LeBron James. He doesn't see it.
He's like, he's worse than LeBron.
He's worse than LeBron.
He's worse than LeBron.
Well, and the last thing is, he brought Frankie Borelli to Boston, or wherever they are, just to film one pizza review.
Yeah.
That's like, I need my buddy to come with me.
Yeah.
You can film a pizza review.
I need
on
someone
your phone.
To hold my hand in surgery.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I think they might be hooking up. Frankie and Dave are banging. All right.
Frankie.
That's the rundown.
I want to address one thing. Oh. I'm wearing the same pants that I wore last time on the rundown.
Nobody cares.
I want to address one thing. I've worn the same jeans every day for the last 4 weeks.
20 years. Yeah. Nobody cares, John.